Nearly 500 seats in Congress and 36 governorships are on the ballot in Tuesday's elections. It's estimated that well over $2 billion will be spent on television campaign advertising this year. That's by far the most ever spent in a midterm or a presidential year. A lot of those ads are just now hitting the airwaves as the campaign comes to a close. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik finds that many of the last-minute appeals rely on histrionics and humor.
You can tell you're at a pivotal point of the campaign when the announcers start to use a really scary voice. Okay, they do it a lot better than that.
Our enemies crash planes into buildings. They cut off heads. And if they get nuclear weapons, they will use them on us.
That's a new one in Pennsylvania showing American cities going up in flames. The ad is sponsored by a group trying to help a Republican struggling to win re-election.
Senator Rick Santorum is leading the effort to prevent a nuclear Iran.
It's a traditional Republican rallying cry, labeling Democrats as weak on national security issues, but public opinion has made the war in Iraq a vulnerability for the GOP. So now, batting in their half of the inning, comes the Democrats.
On November 7th, should we send George Bush a message? That's not enough, because George Bush doesn't listen.
Because John Kyle votes for what George Bush wants.
What does it mean that George Allen sides with George Bush 96% of the time?
Zoinks. Those ads are arriving in Rhode Island, Arizona, and Virginia, respectively, all paid for by a Democratic campaign fund targeting Senate seats in those states.
It's really an effort by Democrats to nationalize this election and really try and galvanize their supporters around Bush. And the way that they can, you know, really do that with the loudest megaphone is to do it with their campaign advertising.
Evan Tracy is the chief operating officer for TNS Media Intelligence, a consulting firm that tracks television ads for candidates and parties on both sides of the divide. Tracy says airtime is so tight in some hard-fought congressional districts that it's hard to find any other kind of advertising on the air this weekend. Nielsen Monitoring Plus says there were more than 943,000 political ads broadcast on television just between August 1st and October 15th. So that doesn't even capture these last few weeks, when Evan Tracy says the ads from the candidates, their parties, and their surrogates not only become more numerous, but more intense.
They're pivoting back to their strength. In other words, it's, you know, change, change, change if you're a Democrat, and it's liberal taxes, taxes if you're a Republican.
Deep in the heart of Texas, things aren't so tough for Republican Governor Rick Perry, who appears to be fending off his opponents with relative ease. Perry's most recent television campaign ads include a positive spot praising his record. Then there's his new radio ad against the Democratic candidate, former Congressman Christopher Bell, which plays off a beer commercial singing the praises of dubious accomplishments.
Presenting a real Washington liberal. Today we salute you, Mr. Way Too Liberal for Texas Guy.
Mr. Way Too Liberal for Texas Guy.
Only you, Chris Bell, could vote for higher taxes 10 times in Congress. And
no, wait, seriously. You want to hear this next part.
Don't ask, don't tell.
And you voted to let the United Nations oversee elections in America because no one stands up for democracy like the French.
Je m'appelle Christophe.
A similar commercial targeting Texas independent candidate Carol Strayhorn got under her skin. Perry's spokesman Ted Royer loves that.
That one has only been on the internet, and the fact that she's now been talking about it for 3 days is, to a lot of folks, I think, the funniest part of the ad.
But the Democrats aren't abandoning the field of humor.
Hi, you've reached Congressman Chicola. I'm on the golf course today. Leave a message.
That wasn't embattled Indiana Republican Congressman Chris Chicola, who's in danger of losing his seat on Tuesday. And the next voice you hear doesn't belong to President Bush.
Hey there, Chicola. Thought I'd say thank you. That's what a president does. You know, Chicola, the tax breaks you voted for big oil and gas?
Democrats seem increasingly confident they'll take back the House, thanks in part to ads like these tying Republicans to Mr. Bush. Here's Sarah Feinberg, a spokeswoman for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
I think the last count was that we had run more than 90 ads in more than 35 districts that included footage or words or comparison to the president.
So, $2 billion later, here's to you, Mr. and Ms. Campaign Consultant Person. Here's to you. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.